So how are you?
Thank you.
Now that I'm all ready. Okay. You can sit down if you want.
Okay.
Let's see. Your first name is... Okay. So tonight you were at the
community center.
Yeah. What were you doing at the community center?
Well, we were actually coming back from a gas station, and we stopped by there. And we were just like waiting around there because our friends are live around here, and we were just
waiting. Wait till this part.
Huh?
Wait till the truck goes by. Okay, so you actually went to the gas station.
Yeah, we went to the gas station.
You and your...
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
Yeah.
What's your boyfriend's... Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you went in that black pickup truck?
Yes, we did.
Okay, did you leave from your house or his house? Or?
Oh, we left from a friend's house. We were at Steve's.
What time was that?
Shoot. It was, the last time we checked it was probably 9:30-ish.
Just approximate?
Yeah.
Okay. So you left and you went to a gas station?
Yeah.
Which gas station?
The USA gas station.
Okay. USA, and then after USA, would you stop and buy anything at USA, get gas? Or?
We just got gas.
Okay.
We just filled up a little bit.
And then
we headed back. We were just going to drive by because our friends are usually...
Okay, when you left the USA gas station, tell me the route you took.
Okay, it's the next one over. It's that main street right there. I don't know what it is.
Carmen?
Sure, yeah, it's Carmen.
Carmen? Okay.
Yeah.
To Carmen.
Carmen, uh-huh. And then we turned, yeah.
You drove up to the intersection where the community center is?
Yeah, and then we turned in there.
Okay.
And then we turned into the parking lot, and we were just looking around. See if our friends, their house is somewhere over here, and they're always walking around, and they weren't there. And then,
Did you guys park in the parking lot?
Hmm?
Did you park in the parking lot?
Yeah.
How long were you there for?
Like a minute, not very long. We were just waiting. And then we took, I don't know what that's, the one right off of, right here where it got the T section is.
Yeah, I think it's Burnley.
Yeah. And then we turn right.
I bet you'll go look at the signs later and you'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you waited a minute, then you left.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, and then after you left, you came down that street to
mm-hmm.
the T intersection?
Yeah. And then at that time we saw the cop.
Okay. When... You were in the passenger seat, is
uh-huh.
that correct? And your boyfriend
yes.
was driving?
Yes.
When you pulled up to the intersection,
uh-huh.
at some point what you did? Noticed the policeman. Which way was he? Which direction? On the other, on this, he was on this road.
Wait, when? What intersection?
Well, he, okay.
The T intersection?
Here's the
right
here's
here?
The community center right here.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and this is Carmen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then there's the road out in front, which dumps into this road, and we're sitting in it. I'm not a very good map drawer.
That's okay.
Okay, what you're saying is you came up Carmen,
mm-hmm.
and then
sure.
you guys drove into here,
mm-hmm.
you waited about a minute, and then you came out
yeah.
and you went this way?
Yeah.
Okay, when you got to right here, you said you saw the policeman.
Yes.
Okay, which direction was he? Where?
He was going, we turn right, which is this way, right here, the street. And then we just thought he was
do you know? Do you know the directions northeast, south, and west?
Oh, no.
Okay, so.
He turned right. Wait, yeah, if you're coming from that street, you turn right.
Okay. Okay, if I'm driving up,
uh-huh.
you look to your right and you saw a police car there?
Okay, okay. Okay, bye.
Well, you got to turn around. I mean, you
okay.
got to.
Okay. Right? Yeah, I saw a police.
And he was on the right?
Yeah, he was on this side. And we thought he was just pulling someone over, you know, because...
Okay, so you're sitting in your truck. You're sitting in the truck right now.
Yeah.
The police car was on your right side?
Was yeah, it? He was on the right.
Okay, was when you first saw the police car with the lights on...
Uh-huh.
You can turn around now.
No,
okay. you're good. You're good to go. Yeah, actually, you know what? If I sit over on this other side of you, maybe it'll help. Okay, so you're like sitting in the front seat of the truck,
mm-hmm.
and you look this way and you see the police car. You look to the right and you see the police car. No, no. Just imagine you're sitting in the truck.
Okay.
Okay. Where was the police car? Was it over here or was it over there?
He's
on. So he's on your right.
Yeah.
Okay. Were his lights on?
Yes, they are.
Okay, were the lights just like that? Or
yeah, I think they were just like that, actually.
Were the roads
I don't remember. We had music going.
Okay.
So, I didn't...
Did you hear a siren?
No, I didn't hear it at the moment.
Okay. Okay, was the police car stopped or was it moving?
He was moving slow, like kind of slow, and we heard a skid, but at the moment we didn't even know where it came from.
Okay.
And
we're gonna
slowly go.
Minute detail.
Okay.
Each thing, okay. Okay, you looked at the police car and it was moving very slow, would you say?
Not very slow. It was just
5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour.
No, it was going faster than that. He was obviously going after someone. So I would have to say 20-25 miles an hour.
Okay. Okay. As you watched the police car,
mm-hmm.
did it come to a stop at some point?
Yeah, he came to a stop between the driveway and the asphalt. That's where he came to stop at. That's after we turned right after.
Okay. Do you know which driveway?
It was the one that had a truck already in it, because I do remember having seen a truck also in the driveway.
Okay, there was a truck in the driveway. Okay, did you see what the policeman was going after?
Another car.
What kind of car?
It was a red or a maroon, maybe, color car. I don't know what kind, I'm not good with cars, but it looked like an older car, and there was a... By the time we saw him parked in the driveway, we didn't know to stop, pull over, you know.
Who was stopped in the driveway?
The other guy he was following.
The red car.
The red car, yeah.
Okay.
And then they were stopped, and there's a lot of lights, and I couldn't see, just because I can't. And then, should I wait?
Yeah. Okay. Let's walk down there.
I think
it'll probably help you explain this to me. Okay, see this truck in the driveway right here? Is that the driveway?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, see where that car, see where that police car is right there? See, there's a police, see this guy shining, or somebody shining a light?
Yeah.
See the police car
right
there? Is that where you guys were, that's got where you guys were sitting when you first saw the police car moving down the street, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And where, how, where did you see the police car move to? How far down did it come?
What do you mean?
I mean, you said when you were sitting there, you looked out and you saw a police car going down the street.
No, when we were at the community center, we did see a police drive by, and then we heard a screeching sound, and we saw a car.
Oh, so when you were in the community center, you saw the police car go by.
Yeah, and then we didn't know where he went after that, and we came.
Okay.
There.
So you're sitting in a community center, and the police car drove down the road towards here.
Yeah.
Okay, and
there's a car.
And then you didn't really pay attention.
Not really.
At that point.
I'm a spacey kind of person.
So you don't know where he went after he passed.
Yeah.
Did you see a car in front of him?
Yeah, we did. We saw a car in front of him, and he was speeding also. And we heard screeches.
Where, did you hear screeches when the cars turned the corner?
Yeah, it was approximately that time after they were driving.
Okay. Did you think that the policeman was trying to stop somebody and they weren't stopping because of the screeches? I mean, the way they were driving?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I mean,
fine.
You said you heard screeches, and I would have been thinking, oh, what's going on? I would think, you know.
No, yeah, but, like, I don't know, my truck screeches every time I turn a corner, but it seemed like he was following him, or at that time, I didn't know if the guy was pulling over and screeching,
Do you know if were the lights on the police car on?
Yeah,
when it
he was.
The rotating lights?
Yeah.
Do you know,
I didn't hear any sirens, just that one right there, where it was going like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you guys left the community center and you came down here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came down here, you guys stopped, or you guys were right there, and that's when you first saw the police car again?
Yeah, we were already turning right, and then we saw the police car.
You were turning right,
yeah.
And you saw the police car again. Okay, and
we were going
and he was still going after, still following the same car?
Yeah, and then the car pulled over. We saw the car pull over.
Where did it pull over?
In here.
Okay. When you say pull over, did you see it turn?
It went fast.
Did it turn fast into the driveway?
Yeah. I saw a car turn. I don't know how it turned or what way it went. At that point, I was just, scared.
Okay. How come you're scared?
Just because, I don't know, when I see a policeman at a fast car, you don't know what you're getting into, and I don't know.
I mean, was the car driving fast? I mean, did it...
Yeah, it was driving fast. It was faster than normal that you should...
Did you think he was trying to get away from the policeman?
I didn't... The only kind of things I see is, like, on high-speed chases, and I don't know if he was trying to or not, but...
Well,
I
mean...
he could have, but then I saw him pull into his driveway, and I thought maybe the cop was just going to give him a ticket, or he could have been, and then...
Okay.
I started getting... My eyes just went crazy, and then I ducked.
Well, okay. Okay, so you guys came up here, you turned right, you saw the police car was still following this car.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you were watching the two cars, you saw the red car turn into this driveway?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when he turned into this driveway, what did the police car do?
He turned and ran after him.
He started following after
mm-hmm.
him? Did you hear any... Did you hear any loud engine revving, or did you hear any tires screeching?
I heard tires screeching, and then I heard yelling, and I didn't know.
Hold on. Remember, we got to do it each little bit at a time. Okay, so you heard tires screeching. Was it the police car tires you heard screeching, or the other cars?
I have no idea.
Well, when you heard the screeching, just think about it in your mind for a minute, about what you saw. Go over it in your head again.
Okay.
And it might help you remember. Was the police car stopped when the red car was still moving? Or was the police car still moving?
By the time the red car was stopped, the police was, like, maybe 2 seconds behind him. So he was just there after the car stopped in
the
driveway.
The car stopped in the driveway.
Yeah.
Did the police car stop then?
Yes, he stopped.
Okay. And then what happened?
And
did you see the policeman get out of his car?
I couldn't see with the lights. And then
the lights from what?
Just from the cars. It's just too bright.
Oh, okay. The rotating lights. Okay.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see what was going on.
Yeah.
Okay. You said you heard yelling. What did you hear?
I couldn't even understand what I was hearing. We didn't have time to turn down the music. We did a little bit, and then
was the music really loud inside the car?
Not too loud.
Just average.
Just average.
Average. Okay.
And then I heard yelling, and then somehow I looked up again because then I started getting scared, and I started holding onto my boyfriend's arm, and the car was a different way. It was turned around, towards the...
Like it was going to go the other direction?
Yeah, it wasn't, backed up. It was, turned around, I'm the car, and it was like this.
In the driveway?
Yeah. No, it was kind of, in the grass or somehow. I don't know. It just seemed like he was turned around. He turned
So you're watching the two cars, mm-hmm. and you saw the red car turn into the driveway.
Yeah.
Did it actually pull up into the driveway a little bit?
Yeah, the way I saw him in the driveway, and
Was the car all the way in the driveway, or did it look like it was getting ready to turn around?
It looked like he was turning around, he was turning a U-ey, maybe even in the grass. I didn't exactly look.
I forgot what I was going to say. Okay, when you saw this, where was your boyfriend's truck at that point?
Probably right outside. See the address, the white part right there.
Oh, so you were really close.
Yeah, we were really close. We didn't know if to stop or to keep driving, and we kind of tried to keep driving, just we didn't want to get in the middle of it.
Okay, so you were at. Okay. I'm sorry that I have to keep asking you
that's fine.
Questions.
This
is really important.
Yeah, I know.
Because you guys are the only witnesses
yeah.
to it. So, when you were stopped,
mm-hmm.
did your boyfriend pull over to the curb?
No, he didn't pull over. He just kind of stopped, and
okay.
we kind of...
Okay, he stopped. Okay, so you guys were driving down the street, and you were watching what was going on, and you saw the red car make a turn, and...
I didn't see him make a turn, but when I looked up again, he was turned around. I saw the
guy. Okay, when you were... Okay, so you were driving down the street, and you were looking out the window, and at some point, you grabbed your boyfriend's arm, and you looked away.
Yeah, I went down, and so did he.
Okay, where were the two cars when you looked away?
When I looked away, they were still in the driveway. And the cop car was facing towards him, and he was facing the other way. He was kind of going to the police.
Okay.
And then we weren't fully stopped. You know how, a car slowly kind of moves, where you did kind of turn on the brake and
okay, I'm going to make a little drawing here. I'm not an artist.
No, never mind.
Okay, and this is the driveway into this house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And here's this truck. Okay. You were driving down the road
mm-hmm.
right here. Okay. Now, I want you to draw for me where the two cars were when you looked away.
When I looked away?
Yeah.
I saw the red car, kind of turning towards into right here.
Okay, draw me a little car. Just draw a little box
a little
like
box.
That.
Okay. He was turning...
And where he was in the road position. Was he over the sidewalk? Was he pulling in the driveway? Was he still in the road?
I saw him pulling into the sidewalk.
When last you saw him, where was he?
The last I saw him when he was pulling in.
Okay, where's the front of the car?
Right here. But the last time I looked up again...
Okay, hold on. We'll get there. Okay. And where was the police car?
The police was about right here, following him.
Okay. Okay. Okay, now, when you looked back up, where was this car?
That car, let's say, this is the front right here. He was faced like that, kind of in the grass for some reason. He seemed like he was turned
around.
Was
this the front of the car?
Yeah, that would be the front of the car.
Okay. Okay, number one is the suspect vehicle. Suspect position number one. Suspect position number two. Police position number one. And where was the police car?
The police was directly right in front of him, kind of like right here, so they were all over him.
So the police car had pulled into the...
He was halfway in the driveway and halfway not in the driveway.
Okay, why don't you draw a little box for me to show me that.
He was like right there.
Okay. Number two being the police car. Recording this one later on. I have to look at this one. Okay. Okay. Then, after, and then you guys were over here, or were you up here?
We were probably, by the time he was right there.
Okay, draw your truck for me.
We were driving, and then we probably, at that time, we started to slow down because we kind of hesitated.
Okay.
I didn't hesitate, and we were probably like right there.
Okay. Okay. When you looked back up and you saw that other car over in the lawn, what did you do after that?
Who?
The driver? Red car.
Okay, I looked up and I don't even remember if he was outside of the car or inside, but I just remember his face. And then I couldn't see the cops if he was inside or outside. I just heard yelling. And from the way it sounded, I was looking at the guy, and he didn't sound like he was yelling anything. I think the cop was yelling something. And then at that time, I started to get scared again, and so I looked back down. And then I heard screeching again, and then I heard kind of like...
Okay.
Okay, so...
When you heard the screeching, do you know which car made the screeching noise?
The one in the driveway.
The red car.
Yeah.
It wasn't the police car.
I didn't think so.
Okay.
But the first time, my first instinct was the guy took off again, because, I mean, he's doing it already.
So, was it your opinion, watching all of this, that you thought he was trying to get away from the policeman?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was my opinion once we were over here. At first, I thought he was just pulling over, but he was just acting crazy, or maybe he was a drunk, I didn't know.
Okay. Okay, so you, heard screeching. And then after you heard the screeching, then what happened?
For some reason I heard like kind of like a small like collision, like a crash in some kind of way. And then I don't know if it was his brakes or if something happened. Oh wait, no. I heard gunshots. Sorry, I skipped that. I heard about the main reason, same thing.
That's why we're all here.
No, I heard about, I think, 5 or 6 go off, and then...
Okay, think about it in your head.
No, I remember that.
Okay.
And then I looked up again, and he took off, the red car.
Took off? Was his tire spinning? Did he...
I saw him driving.
What's that?
I saw him driving.
What, was he going slow? Was
no, he was going fast.
Like he was, like, getting out of here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear his tire spinning?
At the same time, I didn't know if it was his or if the cop was backing up fast enough to get him. And then I saw the cop go after him.
And then what happened?
Then what happened, I looked back down, because after the gunshots, I was scared. I thought, I was going to get hit. And then I heard some, like a screech, and then like kind of a crash, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got back up, and I started getting scared, and I didn't know if to go, to leave, or to stay. And then I saw everybody come out of their houses, and they said, no, you need to stay, because you saw it. And that's what this guy right here in this house told me, I think.
Yeah.
He had a blue shirt on. And so I just stayed, and then I looked back down, and the guy was on the ground with his hands and his feet separated, and the cop was right there. and he was holding his neck of some sort and saying that
who was holding his neck?
The suspect.
Okay.
The guy in the red car, and he was stopped between the T-section right there, right in the middle.
Okay, in the middle of the intersection.
Yeah.
Did you hear any conversation between the officer and him?
No, I didn't hear. I just heard the guy kind of yelling like he was hurt, and then...
Was he saying words, or...
No, I don't think so.
Was he moaning?
Moaning, yeah.
Was he saying, help me, or...
I don't specifically remember, so...
Okay.
And then I saw the cop, and then he was on his walkie-talkie thing, and he was saying, stay right there, stay right there, and then I heard him call somebody else. Because at that time, we were still right there. We were still driving, and the windows were down.
At what point did you guys put the windows down?
They were always down.
Oh, they were always down.
Yeah.
Both windows?
Yeah.
On both sides?
Yes.
Okay. Did you turn the music down?
We turned the music down when we turned that corner a little bit, not too much. Just a little bit.
Okay.
And then, just so we could have conversation, like, watch out for this drunk driver.
Did you ever turn it all the way down?
We turned it all the way down when we stopped.
But it was all over then, by then? Was the music on during the entire time you were in the car?
The entire time? It was pretty...
When all of this was going on...
Yeah.
Okay, when you pulled up to the corner and you were going to turn right, you guys turned the music down so that you could talk about what you were seeing.
And you could hear us. Like, it wasn't so loud where the point where you couldn't hear anything.
So, then when you're driving down the road, all of this started happening.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody turn the music off or was it on the entire time?
I think one of us might have turned it off, because by the time we stopped, we were both... I was holding my hands, and he was driving, and the music was off.
Okay.
So I do remember that.
So you don't remember the music preventing you from hearing anything?
No.
Okay.
I couldn't hear talking too well, but I did hear the gunshots.
Okay. But you knew people were yelling or talking?
Oh, yeah.
But you just couldn't hear the words?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to go over this one more time.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the version back that you gave me, and you tell me if there's any mistakes or if I left anything out.
Okay.
Okay? You guys left the USA gas station.
Mm-hmm.
You drove up Carmen.
Mm-hmm.
You turned into the parking lot at the community center. You were looking for your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You waited for about a minute. They weren't there. While you were in the parking lot, you saw a police car. Okay, which direction was the police car? Was it coming down Carmen and turning left?
Yeah.
So it came the opposite direction that you guys came.
No, he turned, say this is the...
Okay, let me...
This is where Carmen's going.
Right. Okay, when you guys drove up Carmen, you took a right, and you turned into the community center
the
parking
lot. The cop took a right, too,
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay, so he came the same way you did.
Same way, yeah.
Okay, and the red car came in front of him?
Yeah.
Was in front of him?
Yes.
And when they came around the corner, you heard... tire screeching.
I heard tire screeching. That's when I looked up, and by that time, I just saw the cop car in front of us.
When you heard the tire screeching, it attracted your attention?
Yeah.
Were they screeching like...
Like a burnout? No.
Like, wow, what's going on?
Yeah.
That's what you thought?
Yeah,
just think it was a normal sound?
I didn't think it was a normal sound. I thought it was just some dumb kid trying to peel out and then do some dumb thing. And
okay, so it was loud enough that it attracted your attention?
Yeah.
Okay, and then you saw a police car right behind him, and were they, like, tearing down the road?
Yeah. He was going about 30 miles, maybe faster, I don't know, miles.
The speed limit's 25.
Yeah. So then he was going fast.
I mean, did you think, wow, they're going pretty fast for a residential area?
Yeah.
So you thought that about both cars?
Yeah.
Okay. So then... You guys left the parking lot, and you drove down here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys say, hey, let's go see what's going on, or let's go see where they go?
I mean, no, we just turned right just because we were supposed to anyways, hit Ponderosa.
Okay.
And then...
Okay, so you drove up, and you turned right, and when you turned right, the windows were down, and you turned the music down because you saw the police car ahead of you,
mm-hmm.
and you guys thought we might want to talk about what's going on. Or did you guys start talking about it?
Well, he asked me, you know, should I slow down? Should I go? And I was like, I have no idea what to do, like, because when I see signs, I usually pull over, you know.
Okay.
But we had no idea. He said.
And you never heard a siren the whole time.
No, okay. I didn't hear it until
after.
Yeah.
Okay. So your boyfriend asked you, should I pull over, should I slow down, should I go, keep going?
Yeah.
And what did you say to him?
I said, I have no idea.
So what,
was
there any other discussion between you guys?
He, after the gunshots, there was discussion, like, he started screaming, like, oh my God, and I started getting scared, and then he ducked, and then I ducked on top.
So who was saying, oh my God, was that you or him?
Both of us. We're both scared,
okay.
Yeah.
So you were both ducking down?
Yeah.
Okay. Intermittently ducking down and then looking to see what was going on, or...
Yeah, he looked up. I don't know if he did it at the same time. I don't remember exactly at the moment, but I, like, about a couple seconds after, I did hear screeching, that's when I looked up again.
Okay.
And then I saw him pull into the driveway, and when I heard the gunshot, so I ducked.
Okay. Okay, so you started driving down the road.
Yeah.
You guys saw the cars move towards the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You got scared. You reached over and grabbed your boyfriend's arm, and you
mm-hmm.
stopped looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you looked back up, the car was in the front yard, starting to go back into the street.
Yes.
And the police car was...
going very fast after him.
Okay. Well, the gunshots happened. You said you looked down. You grabbed your boyfriend's arm, and you looked down.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when the gunshots happened?
I think maybe like the first two or so. I don't know if they did it in a repetitive order. I think... when I ducked, there was gunshots going on.
Okay.
Obviously, I was up for like one of them.
Okay.
Because, like, I didn't.
So, you heard gunshots,
uh-huh.
you grabbed your boyfriend's arm and you ducked.
Ducked, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Did you hear bam, 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 bam? Or did you hear bam,
bam,
bam, bam?
I heard bam, bam, and I heard bam, bam, bam. Like, two, like, and then a sob. And then at the time I looked up, it was... I can't remember at the exact moment, but I think the guns were still going off when he was taken off.
Okay, did you ever see a muzzle flash?
What's that mean?
When you fire a gun, if it's at night, like,
the
you
flash.
Can see fire come out of the barrel?
No, I never saw that. I don't think I was looking directly at it.
Okay. Okay, so... so you grabbed your boyfriend... You heard... some yelling,
mm-hmm.
and then you heard a couple of gunshots, and you grabbed your boyfriend's arm and ducked?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you kept your head down for a couple of seconds?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you looked back up,
mm-hmm.
and the car was in the
going
car was
the
turned
street.
Around, and was the police car moving again now?
Yeah, he was moving at the same time. I looked up, I saw
okay.
the car go.
Did you hear the police car leave? Was he, like, spinning his
yeah.
tires? And
he was,
like, in a hurry to get
yeah.
turn around and get going?
Yeah.
Okay. Was a red car in a hurry also?
Yeah.
Okay.
At this time, they were going a lot faster than what they were before.
Okay. Okay, so... so, you heard a couple shots.
Mm-hmm.
You leaned over, you grabbed your boyfriend's arm. You looked away. And then after a couple seconds, you looked back up.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear any more gunshots when you looked back up?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
When you looked back up then, the cars were, like, getting out of here.
Yeah.
Both cars were.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when both cars left, you guys pulled over to where the truck is parked right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and then you didn't know what to do, and the people said you should stay here till the police come?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did a deputy come to you, or did you tell somebody that you saw what happened?
Well, we went over to this guy, and the neighbors started chatting and telling his story, and then I said, well, they didn't know, at the moment, they didn't know we were right there, and I said, well, we were the car right there, and we were actually driving right
uh-huh.
beside the cop car. And then he said, oh, okay, wow, what did you see? I said, I don't know what I said. I didn't say anything. I didn't tell him what I saw or whatnot. At that moment, I was still too shocked. And then the guy in the turquoise shirt said, you need to go talk to the deputy. So we went down there and probably stopped right about where that hedge bush is right before the...
Uh-huh.
Right after that explore, whatever it was.
Okay.
And then some lady ran over there in the blonde and ran up right up to the suspect. And the cops told her to get away, and he was following her back this way. And then I stopped and I said, he was questioning her for a little bit, like asking her what her name was, because she ran up there. And then I said, well, we were right next to the car. And then that's when he said, okay, well, you guys need to stay here because you're the witnesses.
Okay. Let's just go up here.
Okay.
I don't want to walk over here. Are you sure this was the truck or was it the white van there?
Yeah, I just know that it has a truck right in front of it. There's another car on the right side of it.
Okay.
It could have been the white van.
I just want to make sure I have the right place. Well, we know it wasn't here.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been tough.
See, then I could have easily
recognized
it.
Okay.
There was a car behind
me. I'm assuming that.
Yes. I'm kind of thinking this too.
Oh, okay.
See, he was turned around when
okay.
I saw him.
So this is the driveway that he pulled into.
Yeah.
Right here. And
yes.
And he hit all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's the number we were at. Yeah, we were right next to a number, like right before the house door.
Okay. I don't see any tire treads. There's a scrape there. Oh, see, there's tire marks right there. Okay.
I knew he was turned around somehow.
Let's see, this is... Okay. Okay, the residence is... Okay, can you think of anything else that I might have left out that you think might be important? Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hey, Gary, are you near Larry Kelly?
Negative, I'm interviewing a witness.
Okay.
Okay.
That pretty much sums it up. There's a lot of speaking and a lot of, you know, obvious exhaust going. So they can get it out there.
Okay. But from the very start, when you saw the two cars, you thought that he was being chased.
He was being chased, or he might have been a drunk driver, and...
Okay.
He wasn't quite all sure.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.